Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in October. We're checking the date now at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Okay, we just looked up, and the next monthly meeting will be held on October 20th. All right, I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would join us this evening? Would like to join us. I will pause now for 15 seconds.
This is KD2FPM checking in through the EchoLink system from North Utica tonight, and I believe there is one more station behind me.
Alrighty, we can recognize Ken and James, and let's hold a moment and wait for that other EchoLink station.
KC2NBU up in Whitaker Park in Martinsburg.
Alrighty, KC2NBU Ray. Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining us. So go talk to our Echo Link list, and that would be Kevin James. And so what the heck are you doing in North Utica?
Andrew KPF.
Which, are you on Echo Link?
No, I apologize.
Alrighty, Kevin, go ahead with our Echo Link transmission.
Hey, Kathy. Kevin James here, KD2FPM, North Utica, like I said, hanging out tonight. Unfortunately, I looked into the floor of my Jeep because I felt some cool air coming through the other night, and I was like, what is going on here? And I found out I have what they call 360 air conditioning or a Fred Flintstone vehicle. So headed out to the local auto parts store and picked up a kit with fiberglass repair. And that was my afternoon task. And now it's drying, and I'm going to let it set. And I guess tomorrow I'm going to head out and get some what they call chip guard. And I will just basically hit it with some paint and call it good. It's just a temporary fix until I can get it to a body shop and do it the right way here down the road. But, yeah, I tell you, it was a great night. I have to say I appreciate it again. I have to say I appreciate being able to meet all the guys up the Boonville meeting that was here last week. In fact, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club is going to be having their meeting this coming Monday night. 6:30 is kind of like a trade that they're going to do, buy and sell, trade whatever equipment, and then 7 o'clock will be our regular scheduled meeting. I believe they're also going to have a VE session, so anyone that wants to take a test, upgrade, whatever, You know, just make sure somehow they get a hold of us to let us know, and we'll try to make sure that we have the proper materials for those people in case there's somebody who wants to test out. And I'm still reeling in on this. When I was in Remsen, I was actually able to key up my 2-meter radio and touch the Oni on a repeater and chat with a friend of mine down in South Courtright. So that was a 70-mile shot from my Jeep as I drove south on 12 back to Utica. So that was really neat. I'm still just kind of, like, taken by that. All right, Kathy, on that note, I will say 7-3. I don't want to hog up the repeater, and I'll give it back to you. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, that was great. You got your Jeep fixed. That was a common problem with the VW bugs. I remember that. Alrighty, next up is Ray. Ray, how are you on this beautiful evening?
Well, we're up in Martinsburg at Whitaker Park. The Long Level BMW Club is having their inaugural, their first ever rally. And boy, oh boy, they got their changed weather request in on time because it is. It's perfect night, perfect weekend for camping and motorcycling. So we're going to say 73s, and we're going to go enjoy the campfire. Over.
Okay, Ray, well, good for you. Yep, we had a nice campfire with some folks over last night, and the stars were all out in the sky. It was so beautiful. Alrighty, let's continue on here. Thank you for those EchoLink folks. And this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from battery-powered, portable, or mobile stations.
Okay, I can take you out once again.
And I thought I heard another station in there. Rich, we recognize you, and let's hold a moment for that other station.
KD2AIT.
And to KKL, good evening.
That's OPFM. I thought we were on things with mobiles and that. Maybe my mistake. I don't know.
No, we're only on portable, mobile, or battery-powered stations at this point in time. And we recognize Rich because I know he's on battery power.
Yeah.
And Jeff, he is on also battery power. So only those stations, please call.
To KKL, good evening.
Okay, is that it for battery powered or mobile?
No, I'm just on my regular one.
Okay, Pauline, we'll hold up and then we'll see what our battery powered hams are up to this evening. Okay. Rich, how was your day today?
Well, overall, wasn't too bad. A lot better than it has been for the past 2 weeks, I know that. I've got Crohn's disease, and I was having a flare-up, and probably one of the worst ones I've ever had. But I think right now I'm on the downhill side of it, and working. And, my bad guy, it's been a quiet day, and, what was the other thing here? Yeah, it's been a fairly quiet day. My aide came over and cleaned and made me a cake and a loaf of banana bread, and hung around after she got done cleaning and kept me company for a couple of hours, and she left. My aide's also a member of the club, and the only reason we didn't make it last Tuesday night is because I wasn't feeling too hot, and she didn't get out of work till 7:30, so.
Okay, Rich. Well, sounds like you had a busy day today, and the baked goods is a bonus. So any more for us this evening?
Oh, this radio is going to climb out on it. I didn't realize that. Okay, yeah, that's about it. I was wondering if anybody know how the meeting went last week and is there any way I can get the results of it. Back to you, Kent, and to give you up. Anyway, good evening, everybody on the line. And to give you up.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, Rich. And next up is Jeff, who may have the answer to your question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. We're up here at camp, and I got a camp full of men here, so we're all cooking and eating dinner right now. I wanted to check in. I guess officially I'm on battery power here. I'm on the 12-volt system, so I thought I'd take advantage of it. Good evening to everybody out there. Good evening, Rich. I think we heard Kevin James out there. And I think it was Ray up there on Echo Link, and Pauline out there, and George. I think that's about everybody I can remember. We're having a good time up here at camp. We're cooking a late dinner because we had to wait for one of my sons to get here after his soccer game. And we had, let's see, we had some Little Neck clams, and we had some lamb chops, and some potatoes we dug out of the garden. And I think we went through a pound of butter somewhere in there. Anyway, we're having a good time up here, and we're listening to the net, and that's about all we have to report. KD2AIT.
Well, Jeff, you got a men's camp up there. Glad us ladies are up there. Good. I think Rich had a question about how the meeting went during the week.
It was a great meeting. We had about, I think it was 10 was the official number. It might have been more, but I think it was 10 people that showed up, and it would have been nice to meet them. I haven't met Rich yet in person, but anyway, and oh, by the way, also hello there to John. I hear him in the background there, or heard him earlier, and so hopefully, Rich, we'll catch you at the next meeting, and we're getting ready to schedule the Christmas party, and I think the preliminary date will be December 11th, but don't hold me to that. It's not the first Friday, I think it's the second Friday. That's what we're looking forward to right now. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, well, thank you, Jeff. Glad to hear that, and glad about the news of the Christmas party. That's good. Okay, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
N5AOW, good evening, Kathy.
All right, we recognize Pauline, George, and Bob. So I'm going to hold a moment to see if we have any other stations. Okay, I'm going to take George here, and always good to speak with you. And how are you on this wonderful evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on the net. Yes, absolutely wonderful night tonight, no question about it. We got a temperature here right now of 67 degrees after a range of 58 to 77. We had a nice sunshine day today, too. Nice evening, good sleeping weather, we'll be sure. And it might be starting up a little more with a few pieces of kindle in the wood stove by the weekend, from the looks of it. So, here with people that normally come in as regular members and guests, and I thought, did I miss something, or whatever, you know, I'm sometimes very unsure of myself, I missed something, or whatever. Well, I'll say God bless 73s, and hope you're all doing well, and have a good one, and again, my condolences to Jeff again for the loss there. We'll say God bless in 73s, I'm 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, nope, don't worry, not to worry, you didn't miss a thing. It was just kind of, all of a sudden things happened, so, but great to have you on, yep, and condolences for Jeff, so that's all for us too, so. Alrighty, next up is Pauline. Pauline, how are you this evening?
AC2YXN and 2KKL, doing fine, Kathy. I've been busy all day today, and and I have to do the Octane tonight. So, good evening, everybody. Good to hear you in here, all of you, and to KKL back to you, Kathy.
Alrighty, Pauline, well, thanks for joining us. Yep, we've got 60 degrees here, and we have quite a cacophony of crickets outside swinging away. Alrighty, next up is Bob. And how are you? Have you been out gazing at the stars?
5 AMW. Kathy, I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the day right from the beginning in the morning and relaxed, took it easy, didn't do a whole lot. A little bit of work upstairs in the garage, trying to clean up things. Make a little bit more room so I can put more junk up there, I guess, basically. Seems like that's what Sherry was saying. We've been trying to clear out a few things. Couldn't believe the amount of empty boxes that I had up there, but, you know, when you get to a point where you think you're going to use it for shipping items here and there, you're saving all kinds of things, so it saves you a little trip to maybe the post office or whatever. But anyway, overall it was a terrific day. Another one we can add into the column of the year 2015 summer, and it can stretch right on into November for me. It would suit me fine. So with that, I'll say 73 to all that were on the net this evening. Everyone have a nice weekend. This is N5AOW, back to net control.
Okay, Bob, well, thanks for joining us. Yeah, we have a thing about boxes. Oh, this is a good box. And then you finally have a floor to ceiling of good boxes that God knows what you're going to do with. But all right, but that's good. Kudos for you for getting things cleaned up. All right, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
WA2U, good evening.
KD2AIT with a comment.
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
I thank George for reminding me there. I meant to say it earlier that KA2ZMZ's silent key now, and his services will be on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Booneville, and the calling hours are on Sunday from 2 to 4 and 6 to 8. KD2AIT.
Comment, who was that?
That was Clint, KA2VLA.
Roger that. Thank you very much. I took care of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, dear. Well, thank you for letting us know and about the services. All right, up next is WA2U.
My sister's supposed to come up here and drop some stuff off at 8 o'clock when she's been going, I don't know, she runs on a different clock than we do, so kind of juggling things back and forth. And anyway, so that's the way it goes. Beautiful day today. Forgot what the high of the temperature was. Got a little chilly around the fire ring last night, but that's okay. It's funny, we start out quite a distance from the fire ring, and as the evening progresses, we get closer and closer and closer. But that's okay. Had a number of people in the stars, and we had last night. I didn't get the same thing tonight, but every once in a while we get the privilege of a flyover, and we had one last night. We were outside. It was quite. Here it comes, and we didn't hear it tonight. So I don't know if they. I guess they didn't circle up to Booneville, but I don't know how frequently they're doing that. But they were treetop over the top of the treetops here. And I hope everyone has a really nice weekend. I guess it's the Cream Cheese Fest up in Lowellville tomorrow. And I hope this is not premature, but anybody's been following the stuff. Jeff and you and I have chatted, I guess, PKC2WI. You may want to find your manual for your radio. This is just a thought, food for thought, as they say. But how to put that secret PLN, private line, channel guard, whatever it is, I believe it'll be 71.9, but if it isn't, we still have the manual to tell you how to do that, how to get that accomplished. So maybe at some point when that becomes active on this repeater, you'll be able to find it. I know we put all our manuals away for safekeeping, and they're safekeeping because you can never find them again. We got to get a file cabinet. This one of the file cabinet, put all the manuals in one file cabinet, and know where they are. But we'll just say good evening to everyone, and repeater sounding good. We're not hearing the one from Rochester this evening, and the best for the weekend. It's always good to hear voices that we haven't heard in a while, especially if people out camping and things. Something else I should be mentioning, but I guess I'll remember it another time. WATU back to net 73.
Alrighty, John, thank you very much. And, yep, we have quite a nice roster this evening, so. Alrighty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, before I close on this Friday evening, I always give a little joke, so here we go. Another light bulb joke. So let me scroll down here, and let me find it. Okay, here we go. How many boy bands does it take to change a light bulb? We don't know. Light bulbs don't last that long. I goofed that up. I'm sorry. My eyes are very tired this evening. Okay, this is KC2YXN, and I'm going to close the Black River Valley Service Net for this evening. I would like to thank Kevin, Ray, Rich, Jeff, George, Pauline, Bob, and John for checking in. Everybody has a wonderful weekend. We're going to return the frequency to regular amateur youth, 73, and have a safe and happy weekend. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing out of this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of the Echolink. It's much appreciated. You guys have a great weekend, and I will be on the radio on the Adirondack Praise Network. I forgot to mention that earlier. So you'll be able to hear me on the Adirondack Praise Network tomorrow and Sunday as I will be doing the weather forecast. All right, 73, KD2FM is clear.
Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Please wait till the tail drops on your repeater and give a few seconds and then check in. Hopefully I can get away from the interference for a couple minutes. So, stations, come out please.
This is N2PFM. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
Okay. The only station I got was N2PFM. Hi, George. And then the other repeater came up and over the top of me again. So I know we have, sounded like maybe two more in there. If you don't mind, please try again. And, as George did, wait just long enough there till your tail drops. I know you're supposed to have a 71.9 decode on it, but there's nothing coming through. I tested 500 times here today. And I don't think it's turned on. That might be, might help me down here, that's for sure.
Okay.
Wait till it fails up and the stations come out, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. We were told the PL was on, and apparently it's not, so we're working on that. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to that.
This is into WBX, good evening.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, Jeff, and into WBX, Dennis. Thank you both for coming in, along with into PFM, of course. Yeah, okay, I was calling bugs down here trying to figure it out, but then I tested another repeater that has, that I know works that way, and so I knew I was getting the decode all right from that one, so... Okay, very good. Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for that info. I appreciate that. We're looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. And again, please wait till the tail drops.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, anyways, I have PFM, AIT, and WPX. I will wait again. This last time I got a little blast of interference. And so please wait till your tail drops again if there was anybody else in there. Thanks.
This is N2MQP.
N2MQP, hi Carol, thank you for checking in, much appreciated. I thank all the check-ins tonight, and I thank you very much for your patience. Hopefully we can come up with a resolution here before too long. 7-3 to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 that and 3.